It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back courtside with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
23-14, our halftime score. Jonesboro with the lead. For the Lady Bombers, really struggling offensively. They had trouble shooting the ball Tuesday night. Tonight, they're even having trouble getting shots off. It's tough against this Jonesboro defense. Lady Bombers with 14 points at halftime. Nine of those coming from Hannah Pfeiffer. The Lady Bombers went 7-52 without a field goal to start the ball game. So Pfeiffer with nine leads all scorers. Jonesboro got eight from Kayla Mitchell, seven from Brooklyn Dooley in the first half of action. Mountain Home 4-5 from the free throw line. Jonesboro 2-4. Six turnovers for each ball club. The difference, the Mountain Home is struggling to get even get some shots here this afternoon. We'll see what kind of adjustments they make at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll check more here in just a little bit. It's halftime, 23-14. Jonesboro the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
This is big.
You mean the new sale at Macy's? Oh yeah, it's so big.
Because there are thousands of new fashion and home markdowns.
Thousands, that's really big.
Plus, we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Okay, this just keeps getting bigger.
There's more, like tons of great new finds in Last Act.
Wait, that's where the prices are already so low you don't need coupons?
You got it. The price you see is the price you pay.
Okay, three words.
This is big.
Go big right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 dollar menu with breakfast favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like sausage McGriddles, small caramel frappes, small strawberry banana smoothies, and
the full tank for my car? Yes!
No, but the $1-$2-$3 dollar menu is another way you can fill up. Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 dollar menu today.
Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other.
The Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, halftime, Lady Bombers down 23-14. Joining us at halftime is Bombers head coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, it's hard to believe you're not playing today. I know it's tough to take. That was such a heartbreaking loss.
Goodness, you know, this year, just we've had several of those. But... you know, it is. It's hard not to advance. You know, we weren't ready for the season to end. But, you know, before the game, and I knew we was going to get, we were talking, you know, before the game, we knew we was going to get Jacksonville's best effort. Their best effort is pretty dang solid.
Yes.
And, you know, it was tough. But before the game, we told the guys, hey, let's come out here and let's lay it all on the line. And then we can come in here as men and look at each other and see what that looks like.
Right.
And, you know, and we went in that locker room and I said, guys, you know, you laid it all out there. I don't think you have anything left in you. And it was really just the game played out in general the way our season was. You know, we come out there, we get down 12-13 at the end of the fourth quarter, and we make a run, fight all the way back, get it within two, and then they stretch it out again, 8-9 points with 2 minutes left. And we still come back.
Right.
Come back, take the lead, and then, you know, they hit Dokes hit that, you know, it was a tough shot.
Yeah.
You know, and then that just him being the great player, he just made a good play. And then it looks like, you know, they've got us down, and then here we are. We tie it right at the buzzer. you know, on a great pass from Luke Cruz to Garrett.
I was going to say, I've never seen a more perfect pass than that.
Cruz, that's that baseball in him, and he was telling me, you know, the next day he's going to go try out for quarterback with his arm. But, you know, just that fourth quarter, you know, they showed a lot of what they're made of. They showed a lot of just their character and their will that they showed all season long.
Right.
And it took Jacksonville playing a really good game. You know, our game plan was, hey, let's get these guys away from the basket. And, man, then they come out and hit double-digit threes on us, and it's just kind of – you got to tip their hat, you know. And I was talking to Coach Weems actually yesterday. We were talking about it, and he said, you know, it's kind of fitting, you know, we go into that conference meeting and we tied first, you know, on all the votes. And, you know, here we are playing in overtime. And,
yeah.
And really, you know, we both gave each other's teams a lot of credit for making just a great game and making plays down the stretch. But, you know, the main thing is we got a lot of guys back. We've got a healthy program. And the future's bright for the boys for sure.
It
so
is.
Really proud of these guys. Really proud to be their coach. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of all the great things that's going to happen down the stretch.
You betcha, Josh. Appreciate it. It's good to see you,
Brad. And I appreciate you. Thanks for all you do. And you know, let's get these Lady Bombers going. That ball's got to fall in a hole. Maybe it's this goal down
that
here.
That may be one
we'll
of these.
Better, yeah.
Thanks, right, Josh. Thank you, we'll take a break. Third quarter coming up. 23-14, Jonesboro, Lady Mountain Home. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Good afternoon once again from the Classic Hits 101.7 newsroom as we bring you another severe weather update courtesy of the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty. Enjoy the Ozarks.com. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Baxter County and for northwestern Fulton County in north central Arkansas until 3:15 this afternoon. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Ozark Regional Airport to near Mountain Home to Advance, moving northeast at 80 miles per hour. Main hazard is 60 mile per hour wind gusts, and with this, we can expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Mountain Home, Salem, Gasville, Mammoth Spring, Lakeview, Norfolk, Salesville, Viola, Briarcliff, Arkawana, Bexar, Norfolk Dam, Diamond Bay, Flint Springs, Ozark Regional Airport, Ott, Gamelia Landing, Fawn Park, Sturkey, and Ship. In addition, the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southern Baxter County, southern Marion County, also southwestern Fulton County, Izard County, southeastern Searcy County, and northern Stone County until 3 this afternoon. Tornado watch for Izard, Searcy, and Stone counties until 6 this evening, and a flood watch for the entire Twin Lakes area until midnight. Looking at the Classic Hits 101.7 color weather radar, courtesy of the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, right now we are seeing still that line of thunderstorm activity it's made its way across the Baxter County line, Baxter Marion County line over around Cotter, it looks like, and making its way still continuing toward the east northeast at a fairly quick pace. So it looks like some more of Baxter County is going to be seeing some of these storms. So if you're in the path of them, make sure you're using plenty of caution and do obey call at all times. Again, the newest warning is a severe thunderstorm warning for Baxter and northwestern Fulton County until 3:15. Keep it tuned to Classic Hits 101.7 as we watch the Twin Lakes weather. We'll get you back to Jonesboro in just one moment.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.